Members of agriculture trade unions took to the streets to protest a shipment of organic fertilizer ordered by Sri Lanka from a Chinese company. Sri Lanka's National Plant Quarantine Service, or NPQS, refused to allow the ship carrying 20,000 tons of organic fertilizer to enter Colombo port and unload its cargo after it said it found harmful disease-causing bacteria in both samples provided for testing.
Yeah, there are some gram-positive bacteria so far, and then the vinea as well. So the sterility test was done at the NPQS. So this test was failed, therefore we have not issued the bulk permit.
The Chinese manufacturer Qingdao Siwen Biotech and the Chinese embassy in Colombo rejected the findings. Songhai Mei, a director of the company, seen here arriving at the agriculture ministry, told Al Jazeera, quote, "Our products do not contain Erwinia." She added that China Customs Technical Testing Center and Schutter Group tested the same batch of samples using internationally recognized testing standards and methods, and also confirmed that our products do not contain harmful bacteria. The company claimed that the unscientific detection method and conclusion of Sri Lanka's National Plant Quarantine Service regarding fertilizer samples obviously do not comply with international animal and plant quarantine conventions. That's a charge dismissed by a number of Sri Lankan scientists.
The danger is that these microorganisms, once applied to Sri Lankan soils, you cannot take them back. So that if they become harmful, then there is no way that we could reverse the process. As a scientist, I would not recommend under any circumstance to take in this consignment of fertilizer.
As the standoff continues with the ship anchored off the southern coast, the buyers obtained a court order preventing a state bank from paying for the goods. China's embassy in Colombo responded by blacklisting the bank. The Sri Lankan Minister of Agriculture, who said the government would pay for a large part of the $9 million shipment, told a media briefing on Wednesday that there was a breakthrough.
They have came to understanding that they will take the ship back and send the samples again, and then we can do the retesting and we can get the shipment.
But the unions are warning the government against any settlement.
We are telling the government, don't pay compensation under any circumstances using money collected by taxing the people.
The Agriculture Director General says the detected pathogens cause disease and rot and can result in yield loss.
While the Chinese manufacturer and the government are fighting to have the shipment cleared, scientists in Sri Lanka are opposing that, saying it's a biodiversity hotspot and its ecosystem must be protected. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Peradeniya, Central Sri Lanka.